I'll admit it, talking about school funding can be pretty dry. So here's a bucket of water. This bucket represents the reserve of money each year that's designated for public schools. Most of the water in the bucket comes from local sources, like property taxes. And the state pours in a lot as well. But are the lottery proceeds a big portion of that bucket? Or just a few tiny drops? Well, that's what we're going to find out. Our first stop is the hometown pantry in Springfield.
May I please have a $2 quick pick on the lucky day?
At the front counter sits a display case with about 30 varieties of scratch-off lottery tickets, as well as the machine that prints off numbers for the games like Pick 3. Maurice Johnson is a 51-year-old truck driver who says he buys lottery tickets here a few times a week.
To win money so I can retire.
He says he knows some of the proceeds go to schools.
I like to help out the schools, yes, I do.
Though, like many people, he can't say exactly how much his spending helps. To figure that out, we'll have to go to another part of town.
Welcome to the lottery office in the Willard Ice Building here in Springfield.
That's Mike Lang. He's with the Illinois Lottery. If somebody spends a dollar on a lottery ticket, where does the money go?
Okay, the biggest chunk of that, 61 cents, would go for prizes. There'd be about 6 cents that would go to retailer commissions and selling bonuses. 5% kind of other expenses category. And then that leaves us with about 28 cents for the good causes that we support.
Most of that 28 cents goes to schools. Over the past few years, the lottery has contributed about $650 million to schools on an annual basis, which may sound like a lot, but...
People don't realize the magnitude of money that's required. $28.7 billion is what we spend in school year 11-12, the most recent year that we have the records for. That's a lot of money.
Lang shows me a newspaper. The headline is from the Chicago Sun-Times. The year is 1973. It reads, "Lottery and RTA bills, okay. Go to Governor Walker." We'll get to that in a second. But first, some people call all of this a shell game.
The term shell game is used a lot, and that's really what happened. When they sold the concept of the lottery originally, they said all the funds would go to education.
Ben Schwarm is with the Illinois Association of School Boards. He says the lottery's benefit to schools is negligible, since it's money the state would probably provide regardless of the source. Schwarm says to this day, his organization is frequently asked where money from the lottery actually goes. Charlie Wheeler, the former Sun-Times reporter who wrote that decades-old article Lang showed me earlier, agrees that misconceptions abound.
I would say the lottery, for me, is probably the biggest urban legend that exists in state government. This has just been a long, persistent legend, and it'll probably continue, forever.
And there's another thing about this a lot of people don't realize, says Wheeler. As he reported 40 years ago, the lottery was originally intended to help Mayor Richard J. Daley get the Regional Transportation Authority in Chicago and the collar counties up and running. The political chatter was always that the lottery would benefit schools, but it didn't even really start out that way. So back to that bucket and the lottery's Mike Lang.
We are about an inch to 2 inches in the bucket. We're more than a few drops. We're a couple of inches in the bucket, but that's all we're ever going
to
be.
As school districts struggle to make ends meet, every drop helps. But the lottery only contributes about 2% of what schools in the state get on an annual basis. So just like you probably shouldn't bank on winning the lottery for your retirement, schools can't bank on the lottery's money as a saving grace either. I'm Rachel Otwell.